Much for these questions. On the question of abortion and the barriers to abortion, we know from reports, particularly from counseling services and women's organizations, that abortion, getting an abortion is difficult for several reasons. One of them is the fact that knowledge about who carries out abortions is difficult to receive, and therefore we welcome the change of the law that in the past prohibited medical professionals from announcing on their website whether they carried out abortions, in particular which form. That is an important part, but the barrier that still persists is the fact that there are too few practitioners performing abortions, that so far carrying out abortions is not part of the medical training of students. If it's not carried out by themselves as medical students for choice have been doing, but it's not part of the curriculum, and that needs to be changed. And lastly, having an abortion is particularly difficult for women in rural areas, and that ties in with the fact of poverty of women, because then it becomes difficult to travel to having an abortion in a distant city and to have the proper support during that process. With respect to the high poverty rate of single mothers, it seems to us that there are several reasons for that coming together. One being the lack of sufficient childcare facilities of sufficient childcare facilities. In addition, given the fact that full day schooling is not the rule in Germany, single mothers often are forced to enter into part-time work, which of course has a risk of poverty to go with it. We are also aware that the lack of childcare facilities makes it difficult for women to take up certain professions where there is a lot of change in the daily schedule. So these are some of the reasons. We also see that the social security, that is the support that is given to people in poverty, is problematic when they have children. And we are hoping that the intended reform of the social security for children will lead to a better situation in which single mothers can put in all the do not face so many bureaucratic barriers to receiving the money to which their children are entitled. And then maybe lastly, on the gender roles and their deep rooting in society, of course, in Germany, as in other countries, we have seen a re-traditionalization of gender roles during the COVID-19 pandemic. We are noticing that this is something that we need to overcome quickly. I don't think there is one fixed solution for gender roles, but I think we need to be looking much more closely at, for example, at school books, analyzing them to what extent they deepen gender stereotypes. And the same goes for public debates, naming gender stereotypes, what they are, and opening up possibilities for women and for girls and women, and also for boys and men to overcome gender roles in society, be it in the workplace or in other societal activities.